everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Fever Podcast. This is episode number 92. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Holly Felmuth, and I am flying solo again this week. Matt and I cannot seem to get our schedules to mesh so that we can get together to record an episode finally. Our darn schedules, they're just not getting along right now. Hopefully next week, though, Matt will be able to join us. But of course, last week, as most of you know, I requested some questions that we could answer this week. So of course, I couldn't leave you hanging. Plus, of course, we have a code for Twisted Fusion to give away, so I'm going to record here another kind of shorter episode. I will be answering those questions, but next week we'll have to have Matt answer those questions as well, because what's the point of sending us questions if only one of us actually answers them? First of all, though, some good news for the podcast. It is celebrating its two-year anniversary on Thursday, February 16th, which is coming up between this episode and next episode. So, wow, I mean, whew, 2 years. I started this podcast about 2 years ago. Of course, I was the person who started it. And man, the time has just flown. It's been a really good ride. Thank you so much to all of you listeners for supporting us over these 2 years. And of course, Matt, if you're listening, thank you so much to you as well. This has just been super, super fun to yammer about Nintendo for these past 2 years and to talk to you, the listeners, about Nintendo as well. We've done a lot of fun things here. With that good news out of the way, though, I have some fairly bad news to share with y'all, and that is that I will be, unfortunately, leaving the podcast probably next month, sometime after the Switch comes out. I wanted to at least go to a point where I could talk about the Switch before leaving, because, you know, we've been building up so much hype right here on the show, and basically Nintendo fans everywhere have so much hype for this thing. How could I go without at least talking about this Switch a little bit? So, and with that sad news out of the way, though, I think I will go ahead and answer some questions. So Cody sent us a question. He simply says, should I buy the Switch? Also, Mario Paint was amazing. I love Cody's questions and the way he words things and the way he throws things in randomly. It's very fantastic. We always look forward to his emails to us. But to respond to that question, should I buy the Switch? I would say, you know, a lot of people are kind of complaining right now about the system's launch lineup. For one thing, the big, big game that's coming out right on launch day is also coming out on the Wii U. If you already have a Wii U, then there's nothing too different about the version on the Switch that should tempt you to necessarily buy that system right off the bat. But you know what? Cody's not specifying here if he should buy the Switch on launch day, so I'm going to say yes. I think why you buy a system on launch day is the promise of future games, and Nintendo always delivers awesome games. Think about any system, maybe except for the Virtual Boy, that Nintendo has ever released, and it's got a pretty good handful, at the very least, of very, very excellent games. So again, the promise of games is why you buy the Switch on launch day. If you don't buy it on launch day, though, buy it at another time when the game that you've been waiting for comes out. If you're wanting Splatoon 2, you'll buy the Switch around summer. If you're wanting to wait for Super Mario Odyssey, you'll be buying it around Christmas time or Thanksgiving time. Man, I love having a Thanksgiving birthday. It's the best. But that's looking way too far into the future. But again, it's that promise of great games that got me to pre-order a Switch anyway. I am super excited, of course, for Breath of the Wild, which I will be playing on the Switch only. There aren't any other launch games that I am really excited for right now. I feel like the other two or three are either overpriced or just, in the case of Skylanders and Just Dance anyway, it's just kind of like, you know, the game that we had to get out this year for that particular franchise. So, you know, not super exciting for me. Besides, Just Dance games, they get a pretty good discount in future months, I feel like. And so, you know, if I really want Just Dance, and funny enough, I have a Just Dance on Wii and Wii U, so I'll probably get one on the Switch eventually, but not on launch day, I can tell you that. However, again, I'm really excited. So here are some games I'm excited for the future of the Switch. Not coming out on launch day, but coming out fairly soon after. Shovel Knight Treasure Trove, that is a game I'm getting right on day one when it comes out on the Switch. I own it on the Wii U, I own it on the 3DS, I want to own it on the Switch. I want to be able to take that thing around, boot up that co-op mode that is supposed to be coming to all versions regardless of whether you have an amiibo. Boot that thing up, hand a Joy-Con to a friend as I'm on the go, put that system in tabletop mode and play that co-op game. So Shovel Knight Treasure Trove is supposed to launch somewhere near the Switch's launch window, actually, so that should come out pretty quick. Definitely think about getting that game if you haven't played it yet. Oh my goodness, I love Shovel Knight so much. Super, super fun. Coming out also in March, Has-Been Heroes, another indie game that I'm really looking forward to by Frozenbyte, people who made Trine 1, 2, and 3, which I really like. Well, I played 1 and 2, really liked those, so they're releasing a, you know what, I'm not even sure what the genre is, but it's so weird looking that I'm excited for it. Also coming out in March is Snipper Clips, an eShop game for $20. That one's looking amazing. It's looking like another awesome one to try in tabletop mode with, like, random strangers. Like, you know, here's this tabletop, and here's us two gamers. Let's try out this game. Here's a Joy-Con. Let's play. It's going to be awesome. Coming out in April, of course, is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which I'm getting it. I have all the DLC, and, you know, I'm Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U as well as all the DLC. I'm still getting it on the Switch. I love Mario Kart that much, and man, playing that gorgeous game on the go, that's going to be amazing. It'll be an awesome game for local multiplayer. I really hope I can find some people to play that game with. It'll also work with the tabletop mode, so that's exciting. Even more games beyond that, I'm also excited for. Later on in the year, of course, we've got Splatoon 2, we've got ARMS, we've got Super Mario Odyssey. Next year, we have Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Oh my gosh, I want to cry just thinking about that game. Fire Emblem, another one. Like, I'm about to cry happy tears over here. I'm so excited for next year's Switch lineup of games. So again, get a Switch. It's going to have some really great games on it, and I think it's going to have a good community surrounding it as well. Another Switch question comes from Ben at NukeTheBridge on Twitter. His question is also Switch related. He asks, what are you guys most excited for on Switch launch day? Breath of the Wild is the obvious answer there, but I actually pre-ordered the Breath of the Wild Special Edition. Oh my gosh, again, I'm giddy over here. I'm about to cry happy tears. So one of my kind of exciting things that I'm looking forward to is opening up the Breath of the Wild Special Edition, popping that soundtrack disc into my Blu-ray player, play it on my, you know, nice speakers, and listen to some good music, check out the map that comes with that, check out the case, the Switch case that comes with that. And on that note, I'm just excited to kind of mess around with the Switch hardware. Everyone says the console's really sleek, really good looking, and I watch people on YouTube play it, I see it in their hands, and I want it in my hands. I'm looking at my hands right now, and I see no Switch, and I am upset. I'm really upset that I cannot hold that thing in my hands right now. So launch day, I'm just excited to get familiar with the hardware, open up my Zelda Breath of the Wild Special Edition, and hopefully actually play Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I do have work that day. I'm so tempted to get it off. But probably not going to happen. But that night, I will have a free night, hopefully a free weekend, and man, I'm going to play some Breath of the Wild like crazy. So, so exciting. That's another thing that I'm so excited for is work. No, I'm just kidding. But yes, I do actually work on Switch launch day. Darn it. Alrighty, so our next question, another Switch-related one, comes from Mike. He is at Blind Hostility on Twitter. His Switch-related question is, how do you feel the Switch launch will compare with the Wii and Wii U launches? Very interesting question. Obviously, I think the difference will be, the difference between the Wii and the Wii U, just that difference right there, obviously is night and day. I mean, people were clamoring for the Wii. I mean, I've told the story before about how we got our family Wii, and it was miraculous, just because it was so in such high demand the November that it came out. And the Wii U might have had a similar amount. So, well, maybe not. It probably did have a fair degree of hype, but that hype quickly dropped as the game library for it Just didn't really measure up the way that everybody kind of hoped that it would. So how will it compare? I tend to hope that it'll kind of, like, reach the masses like the Wii did. I feel like the Switch. The question words it, how do you feel the Switch launch will compare with these other two systems' launch? And I do feel very confident that it will obliterate the Wii U at launch and in, of course, lifetime sales and overall popularity. I think it will really. I mean, the more I see YouTubers and other people online talk about how, like, the Wii U was marketed so poorly, and it was, like, the more that I see this type of thing online, the more I think, like, oh my gosh, how could any, like, just average Joe consumer have known that the Wii U wasn't just an add-on to the Wii? Everything indicated to the average consumer that the Wii U was just kind of some kind of weird new add-on to the Wii. So the sheer fact that the Nintendo Switch, it has a good name, it has very clear messaging behind its marketing, I think that it will definitely, purely from the, you know, promotional and marketing standpoint, I feel like it'll definitely do better than the Wii U. The big question, though, is how will it compare to the Wii? It's tough to say. I feel like it probably won't reach the casual market nearly as well as the Wii did. And in fact, that's kind of easy to say. But I feel like it could do really well in the hardcore gamers market, which is what Nintendo has been lacking. With the Wii U, they were definitely lacking that. And with the Wii, for that matter, they were kind of lacking that. The fact that Nintendo had a Super Bowl spot tells me that finally we're going to get some, advertising directed toward adults. Not just like those goofy, colorful TV commercials that you see on Disney Channel for kids and things like that. We're actually going to see some hardcore gamers targeted with the Switch, and so I get the feeling that it will launch really well with hardcore gamers compared to the Wii. As far as, you know, like, lifetime sales and overall popularity and things, it's really hard to say if it'll match up to the Wii, because what a phenomenon that was. Really tough. And I tend to think that maybe it won't reach that kind of success, but obviously I am confident that it will do better than the Wii U, at the very least. So our final question comes from Gentis. He is at Gentis1 on Twitter. His question is simply, what was your favorite game of 2016? I've been thinking about this one, and we, you know, Matt and I had an episode where we kind of reflected back on 2016, and I don't remember if I decided that Fire Emblem Fates was my favorite game, or if Tokyo Mirage Sessions was my favorite game, or, you know, Rhythm Heaven Megamix came out last year, and I adore that game beyond description. I can't quite describe how much I love Rhythm Heaven and how much I think you all should try it. Every person who's listening, just try a Rhythm Heaven game, please. They're so good. Oh, goodness. So there were actually, I mean, everybody thought last year was so weak. And when you look at the AAA releases, yeah, it's kind of like, what even came out that was good last year? But man, people have such a focus on these AAA releases that they kind of neglect to realize that there are some smaller releases that are just so good. Rhythm Heaven Megamix is a good example. And even some AAA games like Tokyo Mirage Sessions were kind of, and I'm not sure if you'd call that AAA, but man, it was a good game. You know, not the most gritty, realistic graphics ever, but such a colorful, fun, quirky, whimsical game that I actually haven't finished. I kind of have a goal to try to finish that in the next couple of months, hopefully. Tokyo Mirage Sessions, though, so good. People tend to overlook handheld games, which is super sad, and that's why when you think, you know, Nintendo AAA games of last year, what were they? People seem to kind of pass over Fates in their mind, Fire Emblem Fates, and what a great game that was as well. So, now I have to kind of decide what was my favorite. There were those three games that I really liked. Monster Hunter Generations came out last year. I didn't play that one nearly as much as I played 4 Ultimate, but I still sunk a good more than 40 hours into that game. Oh, It's a tough decision. Paper Mario Color Splash, that game wasn't too bad either. People are really butthurt over the fact that Paper Mario isn't an RPG really anymore. They're kind of shifting it over to more action. And I do think, and this is a huge tangent, but real quick, I do think that there is kind of a problem with that. Paper Mario can be a fine, you know, just kind of more action-y series. If Nintendo didn't put these weird, or let's see, is Intelligent Systems still working on that game? If you have those, like, RPG-esque battles, then have the RPG-esque leveling system that gives this player that sense of progression. So I do think that they're kind of slipping up on that front. Like, if you're going to go in the more action-y direction, then go and commit in that direction. Don't kind of linger in this weird area where you've got these weird RPG battles that don't really progress your character much. I don't know. Kind of a tangent there. Obviously, Paper Mario Color Splash, not necessarily my favorite game of last year. Although, as far as good-looking games goes, man, that game was good-looking. I loved the visuals of that game for the amount of time that I played it for. Okay, I'm just stalling at this point. What was my favorite game of last year? Fire Emblem Fates, Tokyo Mirage Sessions, Sharp FE, or Rhythm Heaven Megamix, or possibly Monster Hunter Generations, although I tend not to lean toward that one as much. It's got to be one of those three. It's too hard. I can't do it. It's too hard. Oh, I think the easy answer would probably actually be Fire Emblem Fates. And because there are two... Oh my gosh, Pokemon came out last year. Oh, this just got a lot more complicated. My goodness, don't ask me this question. Oh, again, I think the easy answer probably would be Fire Emblem Fates. And if you want me to pick a specific version of the game, it would be Birthright. I'm all for Hoshido all the way. Go Hoshido. Oh, darn it. But that game, it had its fair share of weird problems. I did not like. I mean, they cut out some things in the localization of that game that, you know, everybody was so upset about, where you could pet your, you know, spouse. They included stuff in that game that was kind of the same idea, just it didn't go so far. And even what was in there of, like, your weird interactions with your spouse, even that creeped me out to a point where the game might be a little lesser in my mind. Although I do admit that I just eventually completely got rid of the little, I don't know what it's called, but in your My Castle area, you've got your quarters, basically. And it kind of looks like a treehouse, so I always just think of it as your treehouse. Anyway, I got rid of that. I mean, there were benefits of visiting that place, but when your spouse would be in there and they'd get all romantic on you, it creeped me out! That was weird! It just kind of partially ruined the game. Other than that, though, man, Fates, so good. But as far as just an overall good package goes, I would say, Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp E is gonna have to be it. Oh, that is such a hard decision. I loved Fates, don't get me wrong, I loved it so much, but I just feel like Tokyo Mirage Sessions, it is so true to itself. It's weird, it's colorful, it's quirky and whimsical, and I love it. It never strays from kind of that style, I suppose, visually and in terms of the gameplay and things like that. The story, it's all just so wacky. As far as kind of an overall package goes, I would have to actually choose Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE. Really good game, kind of underrated. If you're an RPG fan, though, give it a try. Try not to get too weirded out, because, man, it'll weird you out at some points, but that's part of the joy of playing that game. Oh, what a difficult choice. I also have just been enjoying the heck out of Pokemon Sun, which I actually haven't beaten yet. Really sad. That's a game that I've been working on lately, but very slowly. I guess I shouldn't say that that's sad. It's probably sad in some people's eyes. Like, come on, get a move on. The fun stuff comes after you play the game. Well, I'm trying to enjoy every bit of it while I can, so going through it real, real slow. But yeah, Pokemon Sun, another super solid, and obviously Moon, because it's pretty much the same thing. Super, super solid games that all came out last year. My goodness, it was a good year when you really think about it. But I'm going to have to go with Tokyo Mirage Sessions, Sharp FE. But with all that rambling out of the way, I think we can kind of call it quits on this episode of the Nintendo Fever podcast. Don't forget to play NES Remix and use hashtag NFGameClub on Twitter for your chance this week to win a $10 Nintendo eShop code. And don't forget to get that in actually by Friday, by the end of this Friday, which is the 17th. Because by then, Matt and I will probably be getting ready to record another episode of the podcast. So that's your deadline for that. Please enjoy playing your games this week, everybody. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at a new Twitter, in fact. Please follow me now, at Lil Red Koopa. That's LILREDKOOPA, Little Red Koopa. That's kind of my new Twitter handle, and I have to admit that that's kind of the one that I will be using more from now on. I may end up deleting at Holly Felmuth, not sure, but thanks so much in advance for the follow. I'm sorry if I don't follow you back right away. I'm going to try. Right now I have a really sad number of followers, so I'm going to try to get to that point where I have more followers than I have people I'm following, so help me get there, and I will start following y'all back. So yeah, thanks in advance for doing that. Thanks so much also for listening to this episode of the Nintendo Fever podcast, and I just realized that I can't finish this without selecting our winner for the Twisted Fusion code. So let's put a hold on that conclusion to the podcast really quick and decide who of those question askers is going to win this code. I've got them listed right here in this online random name picker. Here we go. There's no drum roll because I don't have a co-host, but it's going to be Cody Hurst. Thanks so much again for all of the emails that you send us, and thanks also to Ben and Mike for sending us messages as well. Cody will be sending that code to you shortly after the podcast comes out sometime Monday. But again, thanks everybody for listening to the Nintendo Fever podcast this week. If you would like to send us your own questions for a future show, be sure to do so on Twitter by tagging Mike, or let's see, Matt or I. Matt is actually at only Matt Desend. Again, I'm at Lil Red Koopa. Or you can email us at podcast@nintendofever.com to send your questions, comments, thoughts, whatever. But thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good week.